Today is more than a celebration.
今天不单是一个庆贺。
As Pastor Rebecca prayed, it's a victorious celebration and declaration that Jesus Christ is King.
就像 Rebecca 牧师所宣告的，这是一个荣耀的宣告，耶稣作王。
And He's conquered death and sin and the grave.
他得胜了死亡和坟墓。
And that He not only is risen,
他不单已经复活了
but He reigns.
而且他掌权。
And the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is alive in each of us.
而且那一位圣灵使耶稣从死里复活的，也在我们生命当中作王。
And I'm sure by your faces, you're just as excited as I am.
所以能看到大家的脸跟我一样的非常的兴奋。
We celebrate.
我们庆贺。
Yes, why don't we give a shout of praise?
不如我们大声呼喊去赞美他。
Yes. 是的。You're worthy, King.
你是配得的君王。
We will have communion to celebrate in a few moments.
接下来我们待会会一起分享圣餐去庆贺。
But I want to take a little bit of time this morning to talk about the glorious gospel.
但今天早上我们要花一点时间去说这个荣耀的福音。
I believe we're in a season even as a church.
我们在做一个教会，在一个这样的季节
，that there is a stirring to share the good news。
我们心中有个搅动，要去跟别人分享福音。
In fact, that's just another word for the gospel is good news。
因为福音本来的意思就是一个好消息。
And as I begin to ponder it, I think good news is an understatement。
但其实我想想，好消息实在是不够去描述它有多好。
Because it really is great news。
因为是大好的信息。
It's incredible news.
是难以置信的好消息。
It's amazing, never heard before news.
是奇异的恩典，从来没有人听过的。
It's indescribable at times.
你无法去描述它的整全。
And we are commissioned to actually share this news.
但我们被差派的要去分享这个信息。
So are you ready?
大家预备好了吗?
I feel like as part of today that not only is there that resurrection power that I believe God is going to heal some of our faith.
所以作为今天的这一部分不单我们去庆贺复活的主日但是神要医治我们信心的不足。
And so maybe I'll start in 1 Corinthians.
我们从哥林多前书开始。
Chapter 15.
第十五章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Now brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you which you received.And on which you have taken your stand.
弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们，知道这福音你们也领受了，也靠着站立得住。
This is so good. Let's do it in one more version, a New King James.
这是很棒的一节经文。我们再读另外一个英王钦定本。
Moreover,
更多的是
I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you.
我向你再次宣告我曾经传道给你的福音
which you've received.
你已经领受过
and in which you stand.
你也靠着站立得稳
So I'm going to tell you something, Paul says, that you've already heard.
所以保罗意思就是说我现在告诉你的是你已经听过的
which you've also already received.
你也曾经领受了
but by which you are standing.
而且是你靠着站立的
You've heard this in the past.
你过去听过。
You've received this in the past.
你在过去领受。
But the very fact that you're standing today means the gospel is still alive in you right now.
但是今天你站立的原因就是因为福音在里面活着。
Guys, the good news.
好消息是。
It's not that it's in the past.
因为这个好消息不是关于过去的。
The great news.
这大好的信息。
Is that it's for us right now.
是。这个大好的信息也是印着我们当下是为我们而来。
The gospel isn't just about a commitment and an altar call we made in the past.
因为福音不是只在乎在过去你得救的时候认罪祷告的那一瞬间。
It's what empowers us, enables us to live and stand right now.
是给我们能力以致今天当下你可能站立得住的原因。
Verse 2, it says,
By,
and this is by the gospel by which you are also saved.
里面说到也是你从这福音得救是靠着持守这一句这个好消息。
If you hold fast to that word which I preach to you,
如果你持守我所传给你们的话
unless you believed in vain,
除非你的信心是徒然的。
So what was that gospel?
所以福音是什么?
He goes on, Paul goes on, verse 3.
第三节保罗这样解释说
For I delivered to you first of all which I also received.
我当日所领受的又传给你们。
You know, we can't give what we haven't received.
所以他意思就是说，我们不能给出我们没有领受过的。
What did he receive?
他领受的是什么？
What did we all receive?
我们一起领受的是什么？
That Christ died for our sins according to the scripture.
就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了。
So scriptures have prophesied, have said this was going to happen.
所以圣经已经预言说，里面说到这事情必须发生。
What was going to happen?
必须发生的是什么？
That he would die and that he would be buried.
就是他会死而且被埋葬
and that he rose again the third day according to scriptures
按照圣经预言第三天复活
and after that he was seen by Peter and seen by 12 and 500 other people
然后他向彼得显现向十二使徒显现向着五百人显现
and Paul says last of all he was seen also by me
但是到最后呢我也向我显现就是保罗
and so this is the gospel
这就是福音
And it's funny, Paul says, moreover.
很有趣的是保罗说更多的是
He says, more than I've done before.
是多于之前所做过的
I'm going to tell you this again and again.
我要再次再一次的去告诉你
And again and again.
再次的告诉你
You've heard it.
你听过的
But it's for now.
但是关乎今天
Can we say this gospel message is for us for now?
大家可以一起说吗这福音是关乎我们今天的
right? And it is this gospel by which you are saved.
是因着这个福音你得救。
The gospel is not a formula.
因为福音不是一个方程。
It's not a series of prayers.
不是一个祷告的规条。
The only way that we're saved.
我们所得救的唯一的原因
is through a person.
是透过一位。
The gospel is a person.
福音是一位，是耶稣。
And the gospel is Jesus.
福音就是耶稣。
And we're going to take a look at what Jesus says about himself.
我们要去看看耶稣怎么去描述他自己。
It turns out that Jesus himself preached the gospel.
耶稣他自己就传福音。
He laid his life down.
他把他的生命放下来了。
And this is not just Resurrection Sunday.
这不单是在复活的主日他这样做。
Jesus Christ is alive.
耶稣活着。
He's not dead.
他没有死。
Hell couldn't kill him.
因为死。阴间不能留住他。
All the armies on earth couldn't kill him.
地上一切的君王军队都不能杀他。
Death couldn't hold him.
死亡不能囚禁他。
Why?
为什么？
Because he laid his life down.
因为他自愿把生命降下。
And he took it up again.
使得他可以再次拿起来。
And he defeated death, hell, and the grave for you and me.
因此他打败了死亡、阴间还有坟墓，为着你和我。
John.Quotes Jesus, he says, No one takes life from me, I lay it down on my own accord.
耶稣这样记录耶稣的话说没有人夺我的命是我自己舍的。
I have the power to lay it down and I have the power to take it again.
我有权柄把它舍了也有权柄把它取回来。
So, I said earlier, I feel that there's going to be maybe a bit of our faith being healed this morning.
我之前说了我们今天可能有些信心的缺陷需要被医治。
And I want to bring us to just illustrate there were two Marys that were there on Resurrection Sunday.
所以想给大家一个图画，在复活的主日里面有两个玛利亚。
And I think these two Marys provide with us just an example of what faith looks like.
因为他们两个的生命给我们一个图画，让我们知道信心是长怎么样的。
There was maybe the more famous Mary, the mother of Jesus.
可能更著名的那个玛利亚是耶稣在地上的母亲。
And her kind of faith was, God, just let it be according to your word.
她的信心是这样说的，就是主啊，愿你的话成就。
And really, that's the way we all need to live.
这也是我们需要生活的方式。
God, whatever you want.
神啊，无论你要的是什么。
Let it be, let it happen to me.
愿你成就在我的身上。
Let it happen in me and through me.
在我里面，透过我发生。
According to your word,
按照你所说过的话
I will do it. I will follow.
我愿意去做，我愿意去跟随
She had this simple faith.
我有简单的信心
That even if she couldn't understand the way God was working,
即便她不能明白神是如何做成的
She couldn't understand this divine and miraculous birth that is in her.
她不能明白这个神圣的、这个奇妙的从她里面要出来的一个生的生命
But here's the key.
但是钥匙是这个
She agreed.With it.
就是他同意了
Be it unto me according to your word.
所以愿你的话成就在我身上
That was one of the Marys.
这就是其中一个玛利亚
That we should pattern ourselves after.
就是我们要去仿效他。
But there was another Mary, Mary Magdalene.
另外一个玛利亚是抹大拉的玛利亚。
She might be a little bit easier to relate to.
可能是更容易让你去有同感的一个妇人。
Although she was, I would say probably one of the most unlikely people to follow Jesus.
但可能我会描述她是其中一个最不可能成为耶稣的跟随者的人。
But it was in her life that Jesus radically changed her life.
但是是透过她的生命，耶稣做了一个极端的翻转。
Cast out the demons that were tormenting her.
把一直去折磨她的鬼魔完全赶出去。
And turned her life around, freed her.
把她的生命翻转过来，给她自由。
And this was her faith.
这就是她的信心。
It says on Resurrection Sunday,
在复活的主日是这样说的。
She gets up early with other women.
她清早与其他妇人一起起来。
On the first day of the week,
在这周的第一天。
Mary Magdalene goes to the tomb early.
抹大拉的玛利亚很早就到了坟墓那里。
To minister to Jesus.
想去服侍耶稣。
He was dead to the others.
对其他人来说，他已经死了。
But somehow her faith transcended what was happening, transcended the natural.
但是他的信心是奇妙的，去超越了自然界所能看见的。
Every word that he said who he was to her, it was true.
每一句耶稣向抹大玛利亚所说的话，对他来说都是真的。
Now, if you allow me, I'm going to let you into my brain a little bit.
如果可以的话，我想让大家进到我的思维里面去跟大家分享。
Of how I read the scriptures.
我是如何去读这一节的经文。
I like to find out what's happening in the minds of people.
我想知道在人的心思意念里面在发生什么事情。
What are they feeling?
他们感受的是什么。
And ask, why would they say that?
为什么他们会这样的去说话呢？
Now this is John's gospel.
这是按照约翰所写的福音。
And even though John doesn't insert his own name in it, he kind of makes you...Take note that it's really him.
虽然约翰没有把这些名字给插在福音书的内容里面，但是你会从很多的踪迹发现，这是他所领受的他的一个笔记。
Maybe I'll pull it up right here. But what does he say? Can we do verse 2?
我们可以看第二节。
So John is recalling this situation. Mary goes to the tomb. She sees that the grave was empty.So she runs to Simon Peter and the other disciple, whom Jesus loved.
然后呢，抹大拉玛利亚她后来就跑到西门彼得，而且去到另外耶稣所爱的那个门徒。
Not mentioning any names, but you know.
我不需要告诉你名字，但你知道的。
And Mary says they've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've laid him.
跟他说有人把主从坟墓里挪了去，我们不知道放在哪里。
Next verse.
下一节。
Peter then went out and the other disciple, which is himself, were going to the tomb.
彼得和那门徒，那就是他约翰自己，就出来往坟墓那里去。
Verse 4.
第四节。
So they both ran together.
两个人一起跑。
And the other disciple outran Peter.
那个门徒比彼得跑得快。
And came to the tomb first.
先到了坟墓。
You know, how many times do we tell testimony and we try to insert ourselves into it too?
有好多次，当你们自己去分享见证的时候，还是或多或少会说自己的一些事情。
God did this amazing thing.
神做这个奇妙的事。
But you know, I got there first.
我是第一个到的。
So I this is just what happens in my mind. Okay, now back to.
这就是我的思维当中所想的东西。
So here's Mary.
然后这里你看到抹大拉的玛利亚。
And the fact that there was a stone in the way.
当时有一个石头挡住她。
That there was a barrier between her and the one whom she loved.
这个挡住了她去到她所爱的那一位。
It didn't deter her.
但是不能停止她。
What was she thinking?
她在想什么呢？
How is she going to do this?
我怎么可以一个人做成这事情呢？
That's the effect of the miracle of faith.
这就是这个信心所出来的神迹的果效。
When there's a faith inside you, you sometimes don't have things figured out.
当你里面有信心的时候，你不需要去搞清楚该如何做。
Some of the time we don't understand it.
有些时候你根本不明白。
How things are going to work out.
究竟该怎么办？
Or how we even got here in the first place.
我怎么能到这里来，根本没办法进入。
Can I just encourage you, just go after him.
但是我想鼓励大家，你就去跟随他。
Run after Jesus.
跟随耶稣，跑向他。
He's alive.
他已经是活着。
And to all of us here,
向着我们每一个人。
If you'll ask him, he'll show himself alive to you.
如果你去求问他，他会向你显现，他活着。
Yes, he sees the whole world.
他能看见整个世界。
Yes, he sees the multitudes.
是的，他也能看见众人。
But he also sees you.
但是他也看到众人当中
的你。He goes after the one.
他要去找那一位。
He knows every hair on your head.
他数过你所有的头发。
He knows everything about you.
他知道你所发生的一切事。
And he still loves you.
他也依然爱你。
Still loves me.
他依然爱我。
So as we read on, we don't have to go through verse by verse, but as we read on,
当我们继续读下去的时候，
it turns out that Jesus was on his way to the Father.
其实耶稣已经在往天父的路上。
Okay, so Jesus, he had gone to the cross.
因为他已经去了十字架。
He took our place.
他拿了我们该得的位置。
And he made this amazing exchange.
他做了这个奇妙的交换。
He took our sin and gave us his righteousness.
他拿掉了我们的罪，把他的义给我们。
He descends into hell.
他降到阴间。
Defeats the devil.
他打败了仇敌。
And the scripture says,
圣经这样记载说，
had the princes of this world known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
如果这个地上的王明白这一切，就不会这样把耶稣钉死了。
The princes, the darkness of the world thought they had Jesus and this was it.
因为黑暗的权势以为他们得胜了耶稣。
But it was the worst possible move.
但其实他们所做的是最错的一步。
Because Jesus comes and strips them of their power.
因为耶稣到了他们面前，把他们权势给夺走了。
And he preaches to the righteous that had already died.
他而且他向着那些公义的已经睡了已经死了那些的圣徒去传福音。
Revelation says he took the keys of hell and of death.
启示录说他去把死亡和阴间的钥匙夺去。
And then in another Gospel of Matthew, it says that when Jesus came from the grave, he brought others with him.
在马太福音也记载说，当他从坟墓里面复活过来的时候，他把其他人也带着跟着他。
Okay, so picture this.
你可以去想象这幅图画。
Jesus is on his way back to the Father.
他已经在路上了，要回到父那里去。
But behind him is like basically Old Testament of Marvel Avengers.
但是呢，在他后面呢，跟着是就像那个Marvel 那个复仇者的那些一大队的众神、众士兵啊，那些的人。
Apparently, it doesn't translate well in Chinese. It's not biblical, that's why.
因为这个不合乎圣经，所以很难翻译。
But there's Noah, there's Samuel, there's Moses.
有挪亚，有撒母耳，有摩西都跟着他。
And there's this triumphant parade back to the Father.
这是一个得胜的行旅，他们要去到父那里去。
Okay, like you see this parade of victory going back to the Father.
这是一个就像游行一样的一个行旅，得胜者一起去到父那里去。
And then Jesus takes a detour.
但是耶稣决定绕了个弯。
He says, "What's that I hear?"
哎，那个在那里的是谁？
Stop the parade.
暂停一下。
You guys mind just holding on here for a second?
你们可以再等等我一下吗？
You've already been here for eternity. One more second doesn't cost anything.
你们已经在地里面那么久，再过一秒没关系。
What does he hear?
为什么他要去那里？
He hears Mary weeping at the tomb.
因为他听见了。他听见玛利亚在坟墓那里哭，为着他。
He's on his way to the Father, but he hears a faith.
当他在往父的路上的时候，他听见那个声音是信心的声音。
Hold the party.
所以他就说，我们这个行旅暂停一下。
I need to get back into the garden.
我要回到花园里。
Now God is such an amazing story writer.
神是那个奇妙的故事的撰写者。
Because it was in the garden where a woman ate of a tree that caused the fall.
因为曾经就在一个园子里面，一个妇人吃了一个不该吃的，成为这个人类堕落的开始。
It was in the garden where a man was not able to keep his self-will ruled over him, and that's why they fell.
也在同样的院子里面，有一个男人，因为他不能有这个自制的能力，然后呢，他就一起堕落了。
But it was in the garden that Jesus redeemed both.
但也在一个院子里面
in the garden,
耶稣赎回了两位
in the garden of Gethsemane.
就在克西玛利园
It wasn't man's will that ruled.
因为不是人的意志去掌权
Jesus said,
耶稣说
If it is your will,
如果是你的旨意
not my will but yours.
不是我的旨意，而是父神你的旨意。
If it were my will, would you take this cup of suffering from me?
如果是我的旨意的话，愿你把苦杯挪去。
But in that garden, instead of moving to His will, Jesus redeemed our will and said, "Not my will, but Your will."
但是在这个园子里面，他赎回了从人来的意愿，说不是按照人的意愿，而是按照天父的意愿。
And it was in this garden,
就在这个园子里
the very first person,
那一位。第一个亚当
he appears to
他第一个去不是亚当第一个人他去显现的
was a woman
就是那个妇人
and he says to Mary
他就跟玛利亚说
and Mary didn't know this yet
玛利亚还没察觉过来
Mary's looking for Jesus
因为玛利亚还在找耶稣在哪里
and she turns around and mistakes him for a gardener
然后呢他就回头看以为他是园丁
the garden
因为这是一个园子
gardener
以为是园子里的园丁
I'll let you draw your own conclusions.
你自己去做结论吧。
And she says to the gardener,
她向着园丁说
Where have they taken Jesus?
他们把我主耶稣拿到哪里去了
And Jesus says,
耶稣说
Mary,
玛利亚
No one calls your name the way Jesus does.
没有人能称呼你的名字如同耶稣称呼你的名字一样。
No one says your name like how God does.
没有人会用这样方法去呼唤你的名字，只有神会这样。
And immediately she knew.
所以立马玛利亚就醒悟。
You're not the gardener, Jesus.
你不是园丁，你是耶稣。
Teacher,
是我的夫子。
And what does he say to her?
那他怎么跟他说话呢
？Don't touch me, don't cling to me.
先不要摸我，先不要缠着我。
Because I haven't even gone to the Father yet.
因为我还没有升上去见我的父。
I've got a whole bunch of guys waiting to go see the Father too.
后面有很多人跟着我，本来要去到天父那里去。
I'll be back.
我会回来的。
But in the meantime,
但是在等候的时间
，You go tell my brothers.
你要往我弟兄那里去。
That I'm ascending to my Father and your Father and to my God and your God.
要去告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父；见我的神，也是你们的神。
You know who was given the first privilege to preach the gospel?
这世界上第一个得到这个尊荣去传福音的是谁
？Mary，
就是玛利亚。
Given the first privilege to preach the gospel, it wasn't anyone else but Mary.
这个尊荣没有给任何其他人，给的是玛利亚。
Mary, whose life was tormented by evil.
玛利亚那本来的一生被各样的邪恶去折磨的。
But by faith she clung to Jesus.
但因着信心，她跟随了，黏着耶稣。
And she said, "This man changed my life."
她说，这人改变了我的生命。
And I'm going to spend the rest of my life telling the world.
我要用我的一生告诉这个世界关于这位。
Though it was Eve that failed us in the garden.
原来在园子里面，夏娃她失败了。
Jesus redeems.
但耶稣救赎。
What Eve does is through Mary and says, "You." Preach the gospel. I trust you.
他跟玛利亚说，我相信你，你去为我传这福音。
There's Mary looking for her Savior.
玛利亚本来在找她的救主在哪里。
Going after him with the faith that she had.
因着信心去跟随他，跟着他。
Now I want to take a moment and look at what John's response was.
我们花一点点时间看一看约翰的回应是什么。
You know, John, when he showed up,He got to the tomb, but he also mentions, I didn't step inside.
然后呢，他记载说，我先到了坟墓，但是呢，我没有走进去。
But he says when Peter caught up, he just ran right in.
但是呢，当彼得跟上了以后呢，他直接就跑进坟墓里。
Isn't that such the personality of Peter?
你可以看之见这里去描述彼得的心情吗
？Like first to jump off the boat,
第一个从船上跳下来
，without thinking,
什么都没不想。
Like, he did that twice, by the way.
他其实做了两次。
First, to lop off someone else's ear.
后来呢，就是冲动地把人的耳朵给割下来。
And like a pretty holy tomb place where John's like, I wouldn't go in there. Peter goes right through the door.
这个坟墓，这个其实是一个神圣的地方。 约翰就犹豫说我好像不能进去，但是呢彼得就冲进去了。
Right, God knows each of our personalities.
神认识我们每一个人的性情。
Right, and he chose Peter.
然后他选择了彼得。
And here's John.
这里有约翰。
Verse 8.
第八节。
The disciple who reached the tomb first then also went inside.
那先到坟墓的那门徒也进去。
It says he saw and believed.
看见就相信了。
Verse 9. They didn't understand from scripture Jesus had to rise from the dead.
因为他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必要从死里复活。
So John was saying, I didn't have the understanding of everything that was taught and everything that was said.
约翰其实明明地说，我没有完整地去明白所有被教导的，所有被说过的话。
But I didn't need to understand because I saw.
但是我不需要去明白这些话，因为我看见了。
I don't need to get it all and understand what everything the Bible is saying. When I saw, I believed.
我不需要明白圣经所记载的一切话，但是当我看见，我如此就相信。
And I think God is healing some of our faith today.
但我相信神今天要去医治我们有限的信心。
Maybe we don't understand all the scriptures.
可能你不能完全明白所有的圣经。
We don't get it all.
我们不能完全明白。
But once we see,
但当我们看见了
，we believed.
我们要相信。
And it wasn't like John didn't believe. It wasn't like John didn't believe. He was a follower. He believed.
但也不是因为约翰是一个不信者，他一直跟随，他不是一个不信的人。
But I believe today God is bringing us into a deeper belief.
但是今天神要带我们进入一个更深的相信。
To believe everything that He has promised in our lives.
是相信一切他在我们生命当中所应许的。
John wasn't an unbeliever.
约翰并不是一个不信者。
But he could declare, "When I saw, I believed."
但是他可以如此宣告说，当我看见，我就如此相信。
And I'm praying that over each of us.
所以我现在为大家每一个祷告。
Who already believe?
你已经是信徒了。
But that we would see.
但是让我们可以看见。
And what did he see?
他看见是什么？
He actually saw the unseen.
他看见那些不可被看见的。
He saw what wasn't there.
他看见了那个不在的东西。
He saw what wasn't there, so he could believe. How does that make sense?
他看见那个不能被看见的，他就可以相信，究竟是什么意思？
But this is the faith that God is now imparting in each of us.
但现在神要把这个信心去分赐给我们每一个人。
To see as not others see.
你要看不如同其他人所看的方法。
And believe.
因此而相信。
For without faith, it is impossible to please God.
因为没有信心，你是不可能取悦神。
I suppose we could then say it's not a prerequisite to understand the scriptures to believe.
就是相信的前提不包括明白一切的圣经。
I believe this is what the Lord can give us today.
我相信这是今天主可以给我们每个人的。
A deeper blessed assurance.
更深的被祝福的一个确信。
A rest in our belief.
在我们的信心当中安息。
That he is who he says he is.
他是他所说的那一位。
So who did he say he was?
他说他是哪一位？
I'm going to jump. We're going to move fast. Jesus preached the gospel about himself in John chapter 3.
在约翰福音第三章，耶稣自己去传这福音，关于他自己是谁。
And so I think if we're going to tell the gospel, we should tell it the way he tells it.
所以如果我们要去跟别人去分享福音的话，我们要按照耶稣自己的方式去告诉他
人。 So Jesus is preaching the gospel, verse 13, John 3:13.
在约翰福音第三章十三节。
I'm going to highlight four things that he kind of said about himself.
我要高亮四件事情耶稣是说关乎他自己的。
So that each of you can go and tell the good news.
所以以致我们每个人都可以被装备去跟别人分享福音。
The point of today is not just to receive the good news.
今天的我们目的并不是为了只是领受福音。
But it's so that you can stand in it and share it.
是你可以站立在其上而且跟别人分享。
So John 3:13.
第三章十三节这样记载。
Maybe we'll read a few verses and we'll highlight what the points are.
我们可以读几节经文然后我们高亮里面的其中四点。
No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man.
除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。
Jesus is talking about himself and the Father in these verses.
在这些的经文当中呢，耶稣说到关于他自己还有天父。
Verse 14, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up.
三章十四节说，摩西在旷野怎么举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来。
So that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life.
叫一切信他的都得永生。
And then here's a verse that I think everybody knows.
下一节可能我们所有人都记得了。
For God so loved the world.
因为神爱世人。
That he gave his one and only son.
甚至他的独生子。
That whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
This is Jesus preaching the gospel.
这是耶稣他在传福音。
This is Jesus talking about himself and the Father.
这是关乎他自己还有他的父神。
For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪。
Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only son.
信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
Okay, so a few things. As Jesus referred back to Moses' time, there was a serpent that was lifted up high on a pole.
耶稣提到回触到摩西的时候，有一蛇被举起来。
The Israelites were sinning, they were rebelling, they were complaining about God and how things were going.
以色列人在犯罪，他们在埋怨神。
So there's these serpents, these snakes that came and bit people, and people started dying.
有火蛇出现了，然后那些火蛇咬人以后，那些人就要死了。
And God taught Moses, he says, make a bronze snake, lift it up, and as people look up to this image, that they're going to be healed.
然后神就教导摩西如此做，他说你要造一只铜蛇，然后把它举起来，当人去仰望这铜蛇的时候，他们必得救。
And we, humanity, have also been bitten.
其实人类都被咬了。
We've been bitten by sin.
我们因着罪缘故被咬了。
And humanity has been separate from God.
然后人类与神已经分开了。
Because of sin.
因着罪的缘故。
But mercifully, God comes up with the antidote.
但是神在他的恩慈当中带来了一个解药。
And Jesus points to himself.
耶稣就指向他自己。
He says, as people laid eyes up on that pole, I was lifted up. And if you look to me, I will save you.
就如同当年人呢，他们仰望这铜蛇一样，我也将要被举起来。当你们去仰望我的时候，你会得救。
Jesus says, I was the one Moses was pointing to.
我就是那一个解药摩西所指的。
I'm the one who's lifted up on the cross.
我就是在十字架被举起的那一位。
And whoever looks to me and the power of the cross will be saved.
没有每一个人仰望我，还有十字架大能的都要得救。
And everyone who believes will have eternal life.
每一个所相信的都要得永生。
Now, the first thing then, God loved the world.
第一，神爱世人。
No, God loves the world.
神爱世人。
He loves humanity.
他爱每一个人。
Our messes.
我们的混乱。
Our brokenness.
我们的破碎。
Our upside down thinking.
我们一些颠倒的思想方法。
Now he doesn't endorse all of that.
他没有授权说这些是好的。
But he loves people.
但他爱每一个人。
He will save his enemies 1 second after they curse him.
他要去把那些仇敌本来在亵渎他的，要去拯救他们。
If we are to declare his goodness,
如果我们要去宣扬他的美善的话，
we need to love the world.
我们要爱主。
For God so loved the world. It doesn't say for God so loved the believers.
因为经文说的神爱的是世人，不是信徒。
For God so loved the unbelievers.
因为神也爱不信的人。
He died for the doubters.
那些怀疑的，他也为他们死。
I think you get my heart.
你能明白我的心。
How did he prove this?
他如何证明他是？
He emptied heaven of its greatest treasure.
他
He emptied heaven of its greatest treasure.
他把天上里面最大的财宝给倒空了。
You could say he bankrupted heaven.
你甚至可以说他使这天堂的财富破产了。
To pay with his most precious son.
因为以此做代价，就是他最爱的那独生子作为代价付上了。
To show us that he loved.
去证明他爱世人。
So the gospel is a love story.
福音是爱的故事。
I might even put it this way. The impetus for God, for Jesus to die on the cross wasn't our sin.
我甚至会可以这样说，耶稣在十字架上为我们死的那个原动力并不是我们的罪。
What motivated Jesus' death on the cross was love.
那个推动耶稣为我们死在十字架上的
动力是爱。For God loved.
是爱。
It was his love.
是他的爱。
His idea.
他的想法。
His plan.
他的计划。
He doesn't react to us.
他不是因着我们所事而有什么反应。
He loved.
因为他选择爱。
Jesus loved. He loved the untouchables.
他爱那些不可以被触摸的人。
He touched the unclean.
他去触摸那些不洁净的。
And this is the gospel. This is the good news that we are to carry.
这就是福音，就是好消息，我们要宣扬给别人知道的。
Okay, so the first thing about the gospel.
所以第一点关于福音。
Is the heart of God that loves humanity no matter where they are or where they've come from.
是神的心，神爱每一个人，无论你是从哪里来。
The second thing about the gospel,
第二点关于福音,
it's a story about father and son.
是关于父和子的一个故事。
Jesus was sent.
耶稣被差派了。
Is that verse 17?
第十七节。
Sent his son into the world.
神差他的儿子降世。
He came from heaven to earth.
他从天上来到地上。
Here's why.
为什么?
Because you can't get to heaven without him coming to earth.
因为人不能去到天上，除非从天上的那一位先来到地上。
Every religion except Christianity is about us getting to God.
所有其他的宗教，除了耶稣的福音，都是关乎人如何自己去到神那里去。
About what we can do.
我们能做什么？
About being perfect.
我们怎么可以完美？
About succeeding.
我们怎么可以成功？
And other strange things.
还有很多其他奇奇怪怪的东西。
You work and you work and you work, and even that might not be enough.
你劳苦劳苦劳苦，但可能还不足够。
But that's not the gospel.
但这不是福音。
The gospel is God saw you.
福音是神看见了。
God sees you.
他看见你。
He came down to us.
他从天上下来。
We couldn't get there.
我们不可能上去。
He came.
他就来了。
And he emptied heaven of its most precious treasure.
把天上最大的财宝给倒空了，他下来。
To walk amongst us.
去行走在我们当中。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你耶稣。
Thank you, Father, for sending your son.
谢谢你天父去差你独生的爱子。
That we couldn't get to you, but you came to us.
我们不能去到你那里去，但是你就来找我们。
That you came to seek and save the lost.
你来去寻找得着那些世上的。
And the word save,
拯救这个字
will be for another time, but it is actually has lots of meaning.
我们以后再展开，但是拯救包含的意思很丰富。
In short, save means to deliver.
但是拯救基本的意思就是说把它拯救出来。
To heal.
去医治。
To forgive.
去饶恕。
To protect.
去保护。
I need saving every day.
我每天都需要拯救。
I need healing every day.
我每天都需要医治。
Protection every day.
保护每天都需要。
Forgiveness every day.
每天需要饶恕。
To be delivered every day.
被救拔出来每天都需要。
This is the great news.
这就是大好的信息。
The third thing,
第三点,
is that Jesus was lifted up on a cross.
耶稣在十字架上被举起来了。
It's about the power of the cross that has the power to save today.
是因着十字架的大能今天有效，今天救赎。
And we're not ashamed of the cross.
我们不以十字架为耻。
Or the blood.
也不因着宝血为耻。
Or the power of Jesus' name.
是奉着耶稣的大能。
The world needs to lift it up.
世界需要把它举起来。
The church is going to continue to rise, continue to champion the cross.
教会必须持续地去高举十字架。
And God is going to rescue and deliver the people that are hurting.
神要去拯救，去帮助那些受伤的人们。
What's the good news?
所以什么是好消息？
It's the good news of the cross.
是关乎十字架的好消息。
It's power and the resurrected Christ.
是他关于十字架大能还有复活的救主。
He did this, he took our sins on the cross.
他已经做成了，把我们罪钉在十字架上。
This is the good news.
这就是好消息。
He took everything that separated us from God.
他把一切使我们与神隔绝的都拿走了。
Every weakness.
每一个软弱。
Every sin.
每一个罪。
Every brokenness.
每一个破碎。
Every generational thing.
每一个历代的累积的咒诅。
He took anything that separated us from him.
他把一切使我们与神隔绝的都拿走了。
He broke it and he defeated it.
他把它打破了而且得胜。
And he put it to death.
他把那些都治死了。
And he said, it is finished.
如此他宣告说已经成了。
There's nothing more we can do.
我们没有办法再做更多的事情。
It's been done.
因为已经成了。
He defeated death, hell, and the grave.
他已经在坟茔当中打败了死亡。
So there's no reason
再没有任何理由
for any person on planet Earth to die in their sins.
在世界上没有任何一个人必须在罪里面死。
And finally, the last thing about the gospel.
最后一点关于福音的。
Sorry, I should say it this way. The last thing I'm going to mention about it today.
我应该这样说。我今天能分享的最后一点是这一点。
Because there is so much from the gospel. It's for everything that we live.
因为福音里面所蕴含的是如此的丰富，为着我们每天的行走，每天的供应。
But for today,
但是为着今天的缘故，
the gospel tells us,
最后一点，福音说，
Jesus has the power to save.
只有唯独耶稣有这能力去救赎。
Money can't save.
钱救不了你。
Titles,
地位叫不了你。
Positions can't save.
名分救不了你。
Religion can't save.
宗教救不了你。
Church membership can't save.
成为教会的会员救不了你。
Only Jesus.
只有耶稣。
Only Jesus has the power to save.
只有耶稣有能力去拯救。
And salvation and the gospel is actually about power.
Whoa. 救赎还有福音的大能是关乎他的大能。
Every person on this planet deserves to hear about how God loves them.
而且这地上的每一个人都有资格去听这个福音。
And I think we're in a season, dear church,
亲爱的教会的家人们，时间已经到了。
That we're hearing the Father say to us,
我们在听父神向我们心说话。
Tell everybody in our city,
向这城市里面的所有人。
Tell everybody in our family.
向着你家里面的所有人。
Let him show you how.
神会指示你如何做。
Love them.
你要爱他们。
Tell them about the gospel.
告诉他们福音。
You be the vehicle of God's love.
你成为神的爱的载体。
Go and be the vehicle that gives people value.
你这个载体要把人的价值宣扬出来。
Declare and describe and live out the love of God.
你要去描述他。你要去活出他神的爱。
Love people.
你要去爱人。
In the way that you love God.
如同你爱神一样。
And I believe it's in this way.
我相信是透过这样的方法。
That the gospel comes in power.
是福音充满了能力的缘由。
It's not just words.
不是言语而已。
Jesus came with the cross. He came with authority.
耶稣他带来，他带着十字架。也带着权柄。
Bible says all who touched him were healed.
圣经说每一个摸着他的都得医治。
He opened blind eyes.
他打开瞎子的眼睛。
He healed the lepers.
他使麻风人得痊愈。
Jesus is alive.
耶稣是活着。
And his name has the same power today as when he walked on earth.
他的名字在他在地上行走的那一天到今天依然有大能。
And I believe he loves to come to endorse the gospel with his power.
而且他愿意的带着他的大能去证明我们所传的福音。
The gospel tells us that it's our choice.
但福音也告诉我们说这是我们每个人的选择。
He's already decided his part of the deal.
在他的那边他已经决定了。
He says I'm going to give it to anybody.
他说我决定要给每一个愿意的人。
Who believes.
那些相信的。
He's not going to say you believe but let me think about it.
他不会这样说说哦你虽然相信但是让我再想想你该不该得救。
He's not going to weigh what you've done.
他不会去衡量你做过的事情。
He'll hold up his end of the bargain.
因为他会遵守他那一边的诺言。
The choice to be saved is yours. God's already chosen.
所以这选择是在你的那一边。选择得救的是在人的这一边。
He's already provided.
他已经预备好。
No one is impossible for God to reach.
没有一个人是不可能得救的。
No one in your family.
没有一个在你家里面的人。
Don't quit praying.
不要停止祷告。
Claim them.
你要去宣告得着。
And maybe while you're waiting for them, go lead someone else's son or daughter to Christ.
而且在你等候你所爱的人得救的时候，你也同样去别人的生命里面去传福音。
Let people come to him.
愿人去来到耶稣的面前。
Everyone is only one step away from God.
因为每个人离开神只有一步之差。
What's that one step?
这一步是什么？
Whoever believes in their heart.
每一个心里相信。
Calls on the name of Jesus.
口里承认宣告耶稣的名。
Believes in their heart that Jesus died and rose again shall be saved.
心里面去相信耶稣从死里面复活了，他们都要得救。
It's a step of faith.
这步就是信心的一步
of surrender.
他要去降服
And here's what I'd love for, to happen as we're taking communion together.
所以当我们一起去领圣餐的时候，我愿意我们一起做这个事情。
I want to ask you the question: How many of us want God to put His burning heart for humanity into ours?
我想问问大家，多少人愿意得着神那个爱世人炙热的心
？And in whatever way He uses us,
无论他如何用你，用我
，It might be a healing ministry.
可能是医治的一个。服事
It might be a word of encouragement ministry.
可能是一个鼓励的言语的服事
It might be compassion ministry.
可能是恩慈的服事
It could even be a business ministry.
也可以是一个透过生意，透过商业的方法去服事
That you reach places in rare, high places in rare in society that gets really lonely.
因为在社会当中，很多那些高处那些人，他们非常孤单。
That how many of us want God to use us to share His love with the world?
我们有多少人愿意神用我们的生命去分享他的爱
？I'm going to lead us in a few prayers.
我会带领大家做几个祷告。
And then I think today we'll take communion in this way.
所以今天我们会用这个方法去领圣餐。
We'll pray over communion all together.
我们先一起为圣餐祷告。
And then when you have the signal, we'll invite you to come. There may be different stations for you to take a piece of bread and dip it in the wine.
然后我们会给指示，有几个几个站，大家的可以拿起饼，然后呢把它蘸在杯里面。
And then here at Church of Zion, oftentimes we love to take communion in family groups.
而且在西安当中，我们喜欢以家庭为单位的一起去领圣餐。
We don't want anyone to take communion alone.
我们不愿意一个人，他们是孤独一人的去领圣餐。
But if someone's alone, they may be having their dealings with the Lord.
但有些人可能他独自一人，是因为他跟神有一个交账的过程。
But perhaps if you see someone alone, ask them for permission or ask them if they would like to take communion with you.
所以大家可以温柔的去问一下如果一个人站在一边的话要不要愿意跟我们一起去领圣餐。
Or if you're alone, maybe go ask someone if you can share communion with them.
或者是你本来一个人来到教会的话，你也可以问别人说，我们可不可以一起去领圣餐？
But we're all going to pray, respond to the Lord together, and then you can take communion on your own in different pockets if you find space.
所以当我们一起祷告以后呢，大家拿到饼和杯，就可以去到这个房间的不同的地方一起去领圣餐去祷告。
But I want to pray for two groups of people.
我要分别特别为两群的人祷告。
One that God would give us His burning love in the same way that He sent His Son, in the same way that Jesus died on the cross, that we would bring the good news to others.
第一群人是我们要为着他们祷告，让神原来带着那热心把耶稣差到地上来的那个爱人的热心，同样的进到我们里面，使我们向着世上的人有热心。
But then also, I will take a moment.
但另外，我也会花一点时间
to pray for those of us that have heard the gospel.
就为着那些他们听过福音的人。
But we haven't made the decision whether to surrender our lives.
但是你没有真正做这个决定，说我要把生命降服。
To believe.
去相信。
That Jesus' death and resurrection is life for me today.
耶稣的死和复活，今天对我们来说就是我的生命。
I want to pray with all of these people.
所以我想跟所有这些人去一起祷告。
And then we'll celebrate Resurrection Sunday with communion together.
然后我们会一起去庆贺复活的主日，一起分享圣餐。
Maybe can I ask you to stand with me?
我们可以一起站起来吗？
Father, we thank you for your presence with us.
父，感谢你今天与我们同在。
I pray would you release your anointing of your burning love on this resurrection day.
我们祷告你的恩膏临到，使我们对人有热心，如同你一样。
Would you give us the faith of both Marys to pursue you wherever you lead us?
也给我们两位玛利亚的信心，使我们可以去跟随你。
That the burning heart of love and affection for this world that Jesus died for would burn in us.
那个炙热的爱在我们里面燃烧着，如同耶稣为这世人所有的爱。
May the loving heart of compassion be in us for the brokenhearted.
让我们心里面有从你而来的恩慈和爱，为着那些失丧的人。
For people who are sick，
那些在病里面的人。
For people in other religions who may be locked，
或者在其他宗教的人，他们被囚禁在当中的。
That they'll be penetrated with the gospel of Jesus Christ，
愿他们有福音突破到他们心的深处。
Father， I thank you for anointing our hearts，
所以父感谢你去恩膏我们的心。
Anointing our lips，
恩膏我们的嘴唇。
Let us reveal，
让我们去
you, Jesus，
显明耶稣。
Let us magnify you, Jesus，
让我们高举耶稣。
To preach the gospel to every person in Jesus' name，
去把福音传扬给每一个人。
Now if we could all still keep our heads bowed，
我们继续低头。
I know that God orchestrated for each of us to be here today。
我相信神是拣选你们每一个人来到这个房间里面。
Sure, some of us might have been invited here by friends or dragged here by parents。
有些人可能觉得是被朋友邀请过来，或者是你父母逼你到来。
But I know that He loves you and His love pursues you。
但是我知道他爱你，他的爱追赶着你。
There may be people here whose hearts are weighed down with shame。
有些人他心中里面有很多的羞耻感。
Maybe you feel distant。
可能你有那个距离感。
Or you don't understand。
或者你不能明白。
Or you don't feel worthy of love。
或者你觉得自己不配的被爱。
Maybe we feel rejected。
可能你觉得你被拒绝了。
Hurt by religion。
被一些其他的宗教给受伤了。
And we feel we're far from God, but we're not。
可能你感觉离神好远，但其实你离他不远。
He's right here, right now。
他就在，现在就在。
There are people in here who have not surrendered their life to Christ。
有一些人，你的生命还没降服给基督。
Or there are people here whose faith needs to be healed。
或者有些人，你的信心需要被医治。
And so we're taking this moment right now。
所以我们花这个时间。
You've heard the gospel。
你已经听见了福音。
And the decision and choices you make now is yours。
这个决定是属于你的。
Those that believe will be saved。
每一个相信的都要得救。
Those that don't believe are condemned already。
那些决定不相信的已经被定罪了。
It's your moment。
这是你的时间。
Your time for the loving embrace of God。
是你的时间去回应这个神爱的恩赐。
You're not joining a religion, you're not joining a church。
你不是决定参与一个教会，参与一个宗教。
I'm talking about meeting Jesus Christ。
我所说的是关于遇见耶稣。
And knowing the reason for this entire life。
而且明白你整个人生的意义。
And everything we do。
而且我们所做的一切。
Is in this man。
都在这关乎这人耶稣子。
Son of God Jesus Christ。
神的儿子耶稣基督。
So if you're here today and you need him。
其实每一个你们来到今天。当中的人，你都需要他。
Who? You can make a choice.
你可以做一个选择。
If you want, you can put up your hand boldly.
如果你可以的话，你勇敢的举起你的手。
And I'm going to lead you in a prayer.
然后我会带你做一个祷告。
We're all just going to close our eyes. We're going to look to him.
我们都闭起眼睛，我们里面的眼睛看着他。
Don't be embarrassed. Heaven loves you.
不要感觉害羞，因为天上的父神爱你。
Heaven is here for you.
因为整个天上的爱就为了你而来。
We even lift our hands up like we're reaching for our Savior right now.
所以我们举起手，就如同我们要去抓着我们的救主一样。
The God who hears, the God who sees.
那位神听见，那位神，
The God who knows and who values us，
你生命的低谷他都看见。
If this is you, you pray with me。
如果你感觉心里被触动的
，In fact, the whole church we can pray this，
甚至我们整个教会，我们一起这样如此祷告。
Father God, thank you for sending Jesus。
天父，感谢你，你去差派耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus, for taking my place on that cross.
谢谢你，耶稣，你拿了我本来该站的位置。
Shedding your blood for my forgiveness.
流出你的宝血，使我得饶恕。
Your brokenness for my wholeness.
你的破碎使得我可以完全。
I believe you're the Son of God.
我相信你是神的儿子。
I believe you died for me and took my place.
我相信你为我而死，而且得到我该死的位置。
Thank you.
谢谢你。
I believe you died and rose again.
我也相信你死而且复活了。
I believe you defeated every separation between me and God.
我相信你已经打败得胜一切我和神隔绝的缘由。
I believe you're alive.
我相信你活着。
I believe today as I confess you publicly.
我相信今天如果在公众面前去承认你。
Father, that you hear me.
而且你听见我。
My sin is cleansed now.
我的罪完全得洁净。
You become my savior.
你成为了我的救主。
You become my lord.
你成为了我的主。
Shame is broken.
一切的羞耻被打破。
My sin is cleansed now.
我的罪被洗净。
I belong to you.
而我属于你。
Thank you, Jesus, for saving me.
感谢你，耶稣，你得救了我。
I give you my life.
我把我生命呈现给你。
I want to know you.
我愿意认识你。
Thank you that my past is forever gone.
感谢你，我一切的过去已经过去了。
I thank you, Lord, for every day of my future.
我为着我的将来的每一天感谢你。
May I walk with you.
愿我与你同行。
May I know you.
愿我认识你。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.